You know, first of all, I feel that the man that left the table a couple of minutes ago has a reason to be really sad and disappointed, because he did a fantastic work, his team did a fantastic work, his team deserves extra time, and to lose minute 87 with very little time to try to react like they did in the first half, I think is a bit unfair for them. So I want to have these words to Claude and to Southampton players and Southampton fans, because they gave us a beautiful final for the neutral, beautiful football match. So I want to have this word for them. I feel obviously very happy with the victory, very happy with the fact that I did it four times, the same as the biggest one, the same as Mr. Clough, and with a chance to win it for a fifth time. So I'm really happy with that.
You must be proud of the spirit the fans showed. That was your fourth game in 11 days.
Exactly.
And it was showing a bit
of this. Exactly. Yeah. You could feel in the game the difference of freshness. I think they were in Spain, if I'm not wrong, they were in Spain. They were quiet, they were working, they were preparing. We were playing, we were traveling, we were playing Europa League, we were playing Premier League, we were playing FA Cup. And we could see that. The moment the game was broken, with the 2-2, they have an advantage. They have an advantage. And I think we were lucky to be 2-0, but we were very unlucky to be 2-1, because that 2-1 changed completely the direction of the game. And obviously the 2-2, phenomenal goal, the 2-2. I think technically is such a difficult shot. And Gabbiadini's execution is phenomenal. But then the game is broken. And when the game is broken, I could see the difference between Herrera and Sean Davies. I could see the difference of this kid, Redmond, and others. Different speed in the game. But it's something that we cope because we were humble. The boys were humble, the boys, they stick together, they fought together. They had obviously a little bit of luck, because the 3-2 come for us in a moment where then it's difficult for them to react.
Jose, for someone who's just won the trophy and they've been history, that you didn't seem hugely exuberant or happy about.
I'm very happy. As I was saying before, is important for the fans, for the club, for the players. I always try to put myself in a secondary position. But the reality is that is also important for me. You know, I put a lot of pressure on myself. You put a lot of pressure on myself. I wanted very much to win a major trophy with every club. And then by doing that with Manchester United, it's quite a sense of relief, because was a big target for me to win a trophy with Manchester United. But the reality is that we want more. My contract is long. I have two more years plus this one. So hopefully I can win something more. And this season, I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult, but the reality is that we have to try to fight for more.
Simon.
Jose, can you tell us why you had so much faith in Zlatan when a lot of people thought he's too old, he can't do it in England, he's past his best, he's had all this time?
You know, I was his manager, I know the potential, and only a silly player comes to England with 35 years old and with the successful career that Zlatan has, only a silly one comes here if he doesn't feel that he can do it? So who better to know? Him? Not me, not you, him. So when he decides, 35 years old, to take the challenge to come to a country like England, to a club like Manchester United, when he takes that decision, is because he feels ready. And the most important feeling is his feeling. So his credit is not my credit. I don't take him here if he doesn't want to come, if he's not ready. It was his merit, not me. It's him. Everything for him, nothing for me.